Today's gospel relates to us several different themes, but one of the most prominent themes is the compassion of Jesus and his bringing healing to those who are sick, who are suffering, or who are even near death. And we perhaps may think we have a right to be jealous of these people because they had Jesus so close to them and near to them. When we recognize in truth, we have nothing to be jealous or envious of them, because the same Jesus is truly with us and continues to work and bring healing through his church. We, of course, know that we truly have our Lord present in the most blessed sacrament. But Jesus continues also to bring healing to his people in many, many ways. And we must recognize these graces that Jesus gives to us, especially through the sacraments. Through baptism, he brings us the healing of original sin and makes us children of God and fills our soul with the life of God. Through confession, he heals the sickness of the souls, especially the soul that is in death itself, a soul that has died through mortal sin and brings it back to life through the absolution of that sacrament, and brings healing to that soul and gives it strength to conquer sin. And of course, the Holy Eucharist, where Jesus gives us his body, blood, his soul, and divinity, and truly brings healing to both the physical and spiritual aspects of our being, giving us strength through this sacrament to turn away from sin, giving us strength to practice virtue. And of course, the sacrament of the sick, or the sacrament of extreme unction, which has many times in my own life as a priest, I've seen people who are near death who are healed and who did not die through this sacrament. And this sacrament especially, perhaps we forget to turn to when, and especially one of the great tragedies is many people whose relatives are near death fail to call a priest to administer this sacrament. They fail to call a priest when people are near death to give them the anointing of the sick. And only after the person has died do they call the priest. And then, of course, it is too late. But this sacrament is especially powerful in preparing the soul for death and giving the soul strength and giving the soul the aid, grace that it needs to enter into eternity. And many times, as I mentioned, I've seen through the same sacrament healing given to people who are near death and that they did not die. But also, one thing that is forgotten is that this sacrament also, for those who are near death, there's a special blessing called the apostolic pardon. And many people perhaps are not aware of this, but that at when the person is near death, there's actually a blessing that the priest gives, which absolves the person of all the penalty due to sin, and which gives them as it were a free passage to heaven. It's a very special blessing the Church gives to her children at the hour of death, called the apostolic pardon, by which we can truly see that the soul with this blessing would avoid purgatory. The apostolic pardon removes all the punishment due to sin, and many people again fail to call the priest in time to do this. And so we see that Jesus continues to bring healing to his people through his church, and that we must give thanks to God that we have all these treasures given to us to help us, to make it easy for us to get to heaven, and to help us in all our struggles and all our infirmities, both spiritual and physical, that bring healing to us and help us in that conforming us to that more to that image of Christ. May our Blessed Mother grant us the grace to truly give thanks to God in recognizing the treasures he gives to us through the sacraments, and that we might see that Christ continues to bring healing to his people, and that we may use these sacraments in their proper way in order to help us to be ever more perfected in our love for God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.